This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And I want to make time to get to this because we were talking about this in the last segment, Anthony. Let's talk about the president and what he's had to say last night about the first lady. This was interesting.
Take Melania. Great. Great first lady. We take. She's great. She's great. She is great. You think her life is so easy, folks? Not so easy.
No.
Anthony, the president, on his way up to this event, was asked by CNN yesterday about whether he had had a relationship with Stormy Daniels. He did not answer the question. Do you know whether or not he had had a relationship with Stormy Daniels?
I don't know that situation, but let's talk about Melania for a second, okay? She's a wonderful person. She's a great mom. She's a great friend. I got to know her on the campaign, and even though I was only in the White House for 11 days, had the opportunity to have dinner with her, and we traveled on Air Force One together. She has a ton of grace, a ton of dignity, and I think when you talk about the opioid situation, she's a deployable asset for the White House that they should get out there to speak in those communities. And so when he says that her life is not easy, I know what it's related to. They're taking incoming from everywhere. And the negative press and the bias related to her, and then you see the body language.
No, but I mean, Melania was an original birther.
I want to give Nero the last comment.
Whatever you want to say about Melania, it's not the outside world that's affecting Melania. It's the president's own actions. The 16 women who accused him of credibly accused him of assault, and the Stormy Daniels situation.
I'm going to speak on her behalf. She knows a lot of that stuff is actually not true. If a woman says that she met Melania in front of Trump Tower when she never takes anybody in front of Trump Tower,
the bottom line of the situation is that you have a case where the president's lawyer paid a woman's silence to suppress information from the voters. That is why it matters. It's not about Trump's marriage.
I got to stay in New York because the double standard and hypocrisy in Washington is like literally off the chart, okay?
Anthony,
it was okay to protect the Clinton family.
That wasn't okay.
It was okay to protect the Obama family. Let's protect the people in the Trump family.
Anthony traveled the farthest. He gets the last word. All right. Thanks very much, guys. President Trump, I think he did.
Ringer, I'm telling you. Wow. It's like if he had come out and said something he didn't know, then they'd be pouncing all over that. He says what he knows. They ask a question, and then he's invalidated because he's not giving them the. Bless his heart for the mooch to be hanging in there to get attacked. And so he's feeling a little bit. But, what did he expect? He's on CNN. They've already have their fixed mindset of the Trumps and what's going on. And, here they are chewing on this. And meanwhile, we've got serious issues. What's happening, in this situation with North Korea? What's happening in California with sanctuary cities and how the citizens are going to be are subjected there to all kinds of potential violence, not even potential. I mean, realized violence and death and murder that's been going on, not only in California, but across the country. And we've had experts on this show who have come on and given us the facts in every state. Every state of the union, sans one, there has been incidences where illegals have murdered citizens, and we're like yawning over this stuff. It's like, really? We're just shrugging. That's what it is. I mean, there's no outrage about the rule of law that would protect its citizens. I mean, what is our government here to do but to protect and to serve its citizens? And this is why you have Donald Trump in place right now. But instead of reporting on those things, no, let's worry about, some situation which is all very complicated and we're wasting so much time on Stormy Daniels. Enough already. 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us as we continue to talk about the things some would say, you know, that we shouldn't be talking about. You know, we're going to go head to head with the issues of faith, the issues of politics, in this, cultural intersection that we find ourselves in, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Well, last year, we were introduced to three billboards, outside Ebbing, Missouri. Just to remind you of the story, after months had passed without a culprit in her daughter's murder case, Mildred Hayes made a bold move, painting three signs leading into her town with a controversial message directed at William Willoughby. This was the town's revered chief of police. Now, when his second-in-command, Officer Dixon, immature mother's boy with a penchant for violence, gets involved, the battle is only exacerbated. Well, in the spirit of those three billboards, and we saw also three billboards in Hollywood, you know, interesting how that took place. There are now billboards being placed outside of Planned Parenthood. And here to talk about it is Abby Johnson. Abby, for 8 years, worked her way up the ranks in Planned Parenthood, rising to the rank of clinic director, but became increasingly uncomfortable with the organization, its methods, and its goals. You've heard her story many times here on the show, and we welcome her back. Abby, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about, you know, let's talk about this billboard that is being placed outside Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, so I was outside of a Planned Parenthood facility and praying and trying to talk to the women who were walking in, and I was sort of looking around and I saw, you know, these various billboards, and I thought, you know, this is a great way to try to reach the workers. Our organization is trying to reach directly into the clinic and get workers out. And so we started looking around, inquiring, and came up with some various billboard ideas. And so we've had billboards outside of several facilities, and we're hoping to keep these up and to keep the momentum going and, you know, get some more phone calls from these workers who are in these clinics that, mm-hmm. you know, we truly believe do not want to be there.
Right. Well, and you know this for a fact. I mean, first of all, your own personal experience, and we talked, what has it been, a year, 2 years ago, I think. Flies so fast, Abby. when we were talking about your book, The Walls Are Talking, Former Abortion Clinic Workers Tell Their Stories. So you know firsthand, you know, from these workers themselves that find themselves in a distasteful situation, some because, well, look, we all need to make a living. And they're kind of stuck in doing something that they know doesn't settle with their conscience.
Right. And, you know, that was the same for me. I mean, I worked at Planned Parenthood for 8 years. I was a clinic director at one of their facilities. And I, you know, I can't think of, you know, a time while I was there where I thought, yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to leave here and I'm going to become pro-life.
Right, right.
But, you know, certainly there comes a point where you start questioning what you're doing and am I doing the right thing? Is this something I want to continue to do? And so, you know, to let people know that there is an organization out there who, you know, yes, we care about moms and babies, but we care about them too. We care about the workers inside of these clinics. We want them to have a better life. We want them to have a better job. We want them to find healing. You know, we want them to know that we're here for everyone that has been harmed by abortion, including those who work in the clinics.
Well, and I guess that's at the very core of all this, Abby, because in this very progressive society in which we live in, we're subject to buy into a lie, and that's what's happened. Yourself, others who have participated in abortions, in either directly or indirectly, we bought into a lie, saying it was okay, it was just tissue, it didn't matter. Or, you know, look at if it was bad, I mean, the Supreme Court wouldn't have authorized it. They wouldn't have given the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. You know, we hear women themselves so fervently fight that it's their body. And, you know, and you mix this all into the recipe of your mind that influences your worldview and your thinking. But then after a while, I mean, here we've been doing this since 1973. And, you know, and the results are such that we're going, wait a minute, if it's all that good, why do I feel so bad? Why is it that mothers who have participated in abortions can tell you the age of that child, what it would have been that day? And you can see on their very face that pain that still, you know, is there, that they carry with them day to day. It's not like you fix the problem and everything's good. It's win-win. You feel good about it. Even more so now, and this has been something that I've seen happening now, that even though men have been marginalized and told, hey, you don't matter, you know, you're just a donor, mm-hmm. you know, get out of the way here, men are starting to cry out and go, wait a minute, that was my baby, that was my son, that was my daughter. They're starting to feel the pain. And I still say, and I've been saying this to our audience from day one since I've been doing this radio show, and I think now it's over 10 years now that we've been doing this, is that you're going to hear the cry of Rachel from the male counterparts, where you're going to hear men crying across this country, realizing the children that they have lost, that they've sacrificed on the cultural altar of convenience. And there's going to be a lot of grief. And I think that will go a long way in confronting this lie that has been perpetuated through our society.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, abortion, you know, I think for so long we've been told by secular feminism that abortion is a woman's issue. But women don't get pregnant alone. Mm-hmm. And what has happened in our society, I don't want to go on too much of a tangent, but, mm-hmm. you know, what's happened here is that we've emasculated men to the point where they don't feel like they have a voice. And mm-hmm. we have silenced their God-given nature to be protectors, to be providers.
Exactly.
And, you know, now we have a society of emasculated men who don't feel like they have a voice, who are growing up without fathers, and then in turn are themselves shucking the responsibility of fatherhood and driving their girlfriends in to have abortions, their wives paying for girls to have abortions, and not standing up and not doing what they know to be the right thing to do. And, you know, it's interesting. I think you're right that, you know, fathers have definitely been marginalized, in this debate surrounding abortion. One of the things I find interesting about the, you know, when I talk to people about what we do with clinic workers, and even with men too, you know, people will say, oh, well, I've never even thought about, you know, men being affected by abortion. It's just something they haven't even thought about.
And exactly.
With abortion clinic workers, they say, oh, well, I've never even thought about the clinic worker. I've never even, and even pro-choice people say we need to imagine just what it's like to work in an abortion clinic and the things that they've seen and the trauma that they've endured. I mean, there's only so many babies you can piece back together before you say, this is wrong, I can't do this anymore. And even people who say they're pro-choice look at me and go, wow, I've never even thought about that. Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
Well, Abby, we got to go to break. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Abby Johnson on the other side. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, America. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Abby Johnson continues. You know, Abby, I can't help but, you know, as you were talking about how the men have been marginalized in that. My worldview always goes to the Word of God. So if you can allow me here for just a moment, you know, Jesus said very clearly that if you want to take over a household or any kind of institution, the first thing you do is you tie up the strong men. And the strong man in this case is the protector of the family, which is the male figure. And the male figure has been bound up in knots and not allowed to talk. They've been marginalized, been kicked aside. And look what's happened to the women of America as a result. They have been left defenseless and have been overwhelmed by people of progressive thought who live in the realm of the theoretical. And in operating their lives theoretically, they've put so many people, including their children, in grave danger and their families. The very thing that is at the heart of most women that I know of inherently. I mean, women are like, they're like mother bears. I mean, they protect their cubs. And for them to drop their guard like this, I mean, there has been such a shift in our culture that is antithetical to the very way in which we've been, you know, assembled here by God.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I remember sometimes, you know, guys would come in with their girlfriends or wives, and there were a few times I had opportunities to talk with the man that was there, that was involved, and I would ask him, you know, what do you think about this? And every time his answer would be, well, it's her decision.
Yeah.
She's made up her mind. And so you've got these women who I believe are desperately waiting for the men in their lives to speak up and say, we don't have to do this.
Yeah, right? We're going to make it work somehow. Either together or somehow we're going to choose life.
We can do it. We don't have to have this abortion today. I mean, look, no matter what secular feminism tells us today, women are always waiting for that knight in shining armor.
Amen.
Women
exactly.
are waiting for a man to say, I want to take care of you. I want to protect you. That is my desire. That is my heart's desire. That's my God-given desire. That's what women are waiting for. And so, but feminism has silenced men and told women, you know, that's not what you want. You don't want a man. You don't need a man. Well, I mean, we do. Of course, we need this counterpart. Women and men are complementary. And so, you know, it's just, we're in a fight here,
yes.
And I believe that, you know, two things have to happen. I think that, one, we have to make abortion illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be one of our goals, is to make abortion illegal, because I can't tell you how many women came in and said, well, you know, I don't know what I think about abortion, but it's legal, so it must be okay. And many times our laws dictate morality.
Exactly.
And so that's one of the things that we absolutely have to do. And that's why voting is important. Vote for the pro-life candidate. Life first, always.
Mm-hmm.
The issues on life have to come first. But then, you know, also, the other thing that's got to happen is that Christians need to start rising up and need to start talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
In their churches, in their circle of influence. We are so concerned about offending people in this culture. But let me make something clear. Those that are on the other side of these issues, they are not afraid of offending you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they revel in offending you. And so we've got to really rise up, and we've got to start teaching our men how to be men. We've got to start teaching women how to be mothers, how to be nurturers. And Christians have got to find their voice on this issue.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. And we have regular conversation with George Barna, who does a lot of research, even within, you know, the churches. And the thing is that's shocking is the accommodation for abortion within the church. And I think a lot of that is because it's, you know, you talk about that cry. It is really going to be a tough time when the church realizes, wow, you know, I made a bad choice. I did not choose life here. I chose something that I don't even really believe in, because it was the convenient thing to do. And the thing is, the very things you talk about right now, I mean, we can outlaw it, but I think we need to demonstrate to people, you know, that you have choices. I mean, this is what freedom gives you. You have choices. And God was very clear. You know, you've got what stands before you today is life and death. And in case you get confused, let me tell you what the right choice is. The right choice is life. And that still echoes through the millennia this day. But are we hearing? And so we are designed for life. And men just need to reassume their rightful positions of authority. It's going to be courageous. It's going to be bold, because for so long they've been put to the back of the bus and told, just shut up, you know, hang on and enjoy the ride. But men need to step up. Just like you said, you know, how many women would change their minds if the husband or the boyfriend said, you know what, I'm going to be that knight in shining armor for you and our child. I'm going to stand up against this lie. And I don't care about the progressivism of your own thinking right now, or the pressure of your parents that they're putting on you right now, because you know what's right. And the one thing about the things that are right, the choices that we make that are right, Abby, they're inarguable. You have that, oh yeah, you know, maybe it's that God moment or whatever you want to call it that says, you know, it's not convenient. Yes, it's going to be tough, but this is the right thing to do.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we've got to get back to a place where women are nurturers and men are protectors.
Right.
And
my point is, if I can interrupt just a second, our point is that we naturally do that. It's unnatural for us to do the opposite. And so that's why I think, you know, it's people like you coming on and others, and the voices going out saying, look, this is what we need for a time such as, we need you to be courageous. It's in you to be courageous. Go and do what you naturally are capable of doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's God-given. This is innate in all of us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, here we've got this, I mean, we've done this, right? Because mm-hmm. secular feminism has told men to sit down and shut up.
Right.
And women have said to themselves, I don't need a man. I don't need a man. I don't need a man to have a, I don't need a man to raise a baby. And here we are with the majority of young men in our society today being raised without fathers. They don't know how to be fathers. They don't know what God's word says about being a father.
Yeah.
We have a society of emasculated men who don't know what it is to actually be a man. And look at what we're dealing with in our mm-hmm. culture. We've got, you know, boys that want to be girls, girls that want to be boys. Nobody knows. Nobody
yeah,
knows
right. exactly.
who they are anymore, because mm-hmm. we've gotten so far away from God's intention and his plan for our lives and the God-given roles that he has given us as man and woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's our choice, and it stands before you this day, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're reminded we have a choice of life or death. God said real clear, in case you get confused, you want to choose life. That's the best thing to choose. And, you know, again, we're so grateful for Abby Johnson coming on. This billboard, there's one billboard we've been talking about, is at 4600 Gulf Freeway in Houston. And if you want to get involved, you can go to the website abortionworker.com. Billboard is sponsored by And Then There Was None. And I would highly recommend that you get behind this project. Put your money where your mouth is, and also put your courage, put your intestinal fortitude where it needs to be in your rightful authority position. Men being men, women being women, men being fathers, women being mothers, because that's what you were designed to do. Abby, where can I go for more information and get involved?
Yeah, abortionworker.com. We'd love to have people sign up for our listserv, you know, find out what we're doing. We'd love to have everyone involved.
Well, there it is. Abby Johnson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Abby.
This This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Like us fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Brian Boucher joins us now, Chief Operating Officer at the Millennial Solution, a political strategist, contributor to the Washington Times. Boucher has been featured as a keynote speaker, best-selling author, and success coach to thousands of entrepreneurs worldwide. Brian, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, I'm excited for you that, you know, we're talking about entrepreneurs worldwide and, you know, you take a look at the economy, what has happened, in this past year under the Donald Trump administration. It has been, as if, the chains have been taken off of so many Americans and would-be entrepreneurs, with all these regulations going by the wayside. It's like, the president said, it's okay to dream big again. Isn't that good?
It's wonderful, and as someone who's a business owner myself, my wife and I own a rapidly expanding millennial strategy firm, and we've actually seen most of our business growth during his administration as compared to the previous administration. I mean, our business has quadrupled in the last 4 months. I've personally seen it, and I think what's remarkable about the president is what you just said. It's about dreaming big. I think he's really got the ability to speak confidence into an economy because what we know about the economy is that the economy is run by people, and people make emotional decisions. It's not just about the numbers. It's about the confidence and the stability.
Without a doubt. And also, there has to be, as they say, as trite as it sounds, there has to be proof in the pudding. Where are the results here? I mean, here it is. We just got an excellent job report this last weekend. This president, what he's doing, you know, in renegotiating, he said all along during the campaign he wanted to renegotiate, you know, these trade deals that we had that were so unfair that we were being taken advantage of. And I think that some Americans were shocked to understand that, hey, look, at if we went to war, we're going to count on the very people that we're at war against for some of our raw materials to,
right.
You know, create the weapons of our warfare that are needed. Are you kidding me? How's that going to work for you?
Yeah, no thanks. I would rather, like, we're actually headed this way. We're going to be the top oil producer in the world soon, and we're top producers of natural gas and coal, et cetera. It's a wonderful thing to see the resurgent fuel economy going on in America, but when it comes to this trade negotiation, look, everybody's calling this a trade war. I think that phrase is as overused as the phrase assault weapon. It's not a trade war.
Exactly.
Getting people to come to the negotiation table and talk about deals that are age old, they're terrible, and they're not good for the United States.
Well, the thing is time and again, the United States enters into any negotiations, I think historically we've tried to do this in a win-win proposition. It's never been balanced out that way because these trade deals were never held into account. And now you have a businessman who, you know, for decades has been going, along with the people on Main Street, going, how do we get into these silly things? Whether it's we're negotiating with Russia or whoever, you know, China especially, and we've got this big deficit and this liability and amount of money that we owe to China, and it's because of, you know, in large part because of the crazy trade deal we run into. And of course, what drives me nuts, Brian, is I think back here recently when we were trying to recover, and the president gave all this money to Solyndra to buttress their operations so that they could produce solar panels, and no sooner did he give them all this money, all the people's money he gave them, even went down there, did all the pictures and everything like that, and it was all this great future and, you know, green energy, yada, 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 and then he allows the Chinese to come in and underbid the very investment, our own money that we did. I mean, talk about shooting yourself in the foot, and somehow we're supposed to think the guy's a genius. Are you kidding me?
And Bill, you're exactly right. And what is truly shocking and maybe even a little terrifying for me is to compare this president with the previous three presidents.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize the difference between Trump, Obama, Bush, and Clinton, all three of them, what's terrifying to know is that I think this is the first time that we've truly had an actual apt negotiator sitting in the chair. Someone who just, at least in a basic sense, would understand the word creating leverage. Getting
right.
people to the table.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is that, you know, kind of like, to me, it's kind of like what happened with the international community, our partners overseas. It goes to them and says, hey guys, how about paying your share of the bill? And, you know, paying what you promised. And they go, well, gosh, nobody ever asked. I mean, you know, and here before, if you listen to CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times, oh, my goodness, Trump is going to go and he's going to start this international incident. And here's our allies and everything. He's going to kick them to the curb because he's asking them to live up to their responsibility.
We played such a sensitive game here. We've been afraid to ask for anything. We've actually, in its basic sense, we've been afraid to ask for respect from nations around the world, those who are with us and those who are against us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to see that we finally have a president who demands respect from both enemies and allies that we won't be messed with and we won't be taken advantage of.
And, of course, this goes into our state politics with what's happening in California as a sanctuary city. I mean, is this idiotic or what? I mean, I got to tell you, so many people are looking at California. I mean, I was born and raised there, and I've been living in Florida for the last 4 years. And I still have kids in California. And I'm going, look at guys, you better keep your head on a swivel because this is crazy. I mean, you got a lot of illegals here and they could care less whether or not it's the obvious MS-13 gang members. There are other people that could care less about the rule of law. And so what if they run you over and they kill you, or it's an accident or whatever, because they're here illegally, and it's a, you know, it's an easy way for them to get back across the border and avoid any accountability in most cases.
Yeah, I mean, we spend a lot of time in California in business and working with executives all the time on the millennial stuff. And I'll tell you what, flying into L.A., I've flown into Mexico quite a few times, vacation business and otherwise. Flying into L.A. seems more and more like flying into Mexico City. I mean, it looks impoverished. It is impoverished. There's a homelessness problem. It's a wasteland, what California has turned into. And if there's anybody that we could chant and lock her up, what about this Oakland mayor? This Oakland mayor literally tipping off criminals and preventing ICE from pulling in 800 people who need to be sent home.
Yeah, but if her own constituents cannot understand what she's doing for them, and of course it wasn't that far away where you had the shooting and the murder of Kate Steinle. You know, I say murder, that might be harsh, you know, because it was somewhat, I mean, it was a goofy exercise, but what is a felon doing with a gun in his hands and, you know, a police officer or a federal officer leaving his gun available to, you know, for it to be stolen? I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, there were cases in the military when I was in the Marine Corps that if there was anything like this, you were up for a court martial and you were going to be, you know, put away and then sent away.
We're afraid to hold people accountable. I mean, I think there are certainly politicians in California, based on their policies, that have sought to usurp the power of the federal government, that should absolutely be in jail, including the Oakland mayor. I don't care if it's for 15 days, 30 days, 60 days. I want some kind of accountability. I want someone to pay the price of stepping over the boundaries where the federal government has spoken. These are laws on the books, and this is enforcement that needs to happen to keep Americans safe. I mean, maybe, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if she likes the MS-13 folks so much, the Oakland mayor, you know, she could go hang out with them.
Yeah, exactly. We'll move her residence right there in the middle of MS-13. Why not, you know? But
yeah,
you're exactly right, Brian, that, you know, if they're not going to be held accountable and somehow it's acceptable, you know, all in, all under the guise of our First Amendment right of free speech. But there's something about being a mayor. When you are an office holder, you've got responsibility to uphold the rule of law. I think she did take a vow to that, right?
She did.
Yeah,
she chose it. It's her duty.
Exactly.
To conveniently step out of it.
Well, it's up to the citizens of Oakland to stand up and protect what the mayor is not protecting. But if they want to go along to get along, then trouble will find its way because it's an easy gateway there in Oakland, isn't it not?
It is. It's a total gateway. And honestly, I kind of feel, I think the president even suggested this one time. He said, you know what, why don't we just pull ICE out of California?
Amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Yeah, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dream.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My death. Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A lot happening in your world. But, hey, every once in a while, it's good to take a break. And we're going to take a break and talk movies, family-friendly movies, with the one and only Focus on the Family's director of media and culture and the popular PluggedIn.com website. The one and only Bob Waliszewski. I'm Bill Martinez live. Robert, how are we doing?
Hi, Bill. Happy Monday.
Hey, it is a happy Monday, and there was a wrinkle in time, huh, that they thought maybe might, you know, slide into number one, but not quite.
It's hard about Black Panther, you know.
Yes.
It has made $562 million
wow.
in the month that it's been out. It's already, and it's got a lot more time to make money, so it'll continue to, but it's already in the top 10 top grossing films ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a film that we gave a 3.5, so it's one of those where you're like, okay, that's mm-hmm. I'm not complaining that Black Panther has done so well. And on a global scale, you add in another $400 million that it's made internationally, and it's already made $1 billion.
Yeah,
you know,
amazing.
Did Disney make a wise decision when they bought Marvel? Absolutely.
I know a lot of people were shaky when they first thought all that money they paid, but man, did they turn it quick in time, huh?
They did. But a wrinkle in time.
Yes.
I read the book. It came out in 1962.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading the book. I don't remember the book.
I was going to say, you remember that you've got that kind of comprehension and retention since 1962? I was starting to be impressed.
I was like a fifth or sixth grader and really into sci-fi, and I remember that I read it. And in fact, I was asking my wife if we had a copy. She was pretty sure we did. And just yesterday, she did this very thorough search, and we could not find it. So apparently we don't have it. I might just have to reread it again in light of the fact that I saw the movie.
Uh-huh.
I'll just say right up front, we gave the movie a 3 out of 5. You know, what does that mean? And again, we rate just for our listeners who might be new today, we rate films not for entertainment value or special effects or acting or who's in it. We talk about family friendliness. So when we say it's a 3 and a 5, it means that there's a couple reasons why it didn't get a 5 out of 5 and 3 reasons why it got better than a 0. So it's kind of on the bubble. It's not a thumbs up. It's not a thumbs down. I call it a thumb sideways. It says it has potential, but it's not perfect. And the reason it was knocked down, well, the reason it was knocked down from a family-friendly perspective is that after you see this film, some people are going to think of it as a very new-agey film. But others might just see it as a little bit of maybe these three celestial visitors that help Meg find her father. That's the plot. Meg has lost her father 4 years ago. He was working on this governmental project involving being able to travel from point A to B that might be millions of miles and do it quickly if time had a wrinkle, if you will. In other words, they describe it as if a bug was walking across a taut string, it would take forever for that bug to get from one point to the other. But if you dropped the string down and brought your fingers together so that they were touching, that bug could go very quickly. And they say, what if that happened in time? And I'm sure as a little kid when I read the book, that concept really jazzed me. But anyways, her dad's been missing. We're trying to figure, did he abandon the family? As we find out, that wasn't the case. And so she's looking for him, and these three celestial beings help her. Now, they're definitely celestial beings of some kind. What are they, you know? New Age guides, you know, some kind of spirit guide. You know, she's looking for the light within to try to, you know. It does seem a little New Agey, but at the same time, I think families of faith are probably the most equipped to be able to possibly watch it rather than families who aren't believers at all. So anyways, a 3 out of 5, it wasn't the worst of the worst. It certainly wasn't the best of the best.
And Oprah's performance?
You know, a lot of people have said that she did fabulously. I would actually, when I watched it, I just kind of thought of her not being a detraction to the film, which I guess, but I didn't think it was like, oh wow, what a stellar, it just didn't seem like her part was all that hard, actually. She just kind of gives some weighty advice to this junior high girl who's been bullied and missing her dad for 4 years, and let's go track him down together type thing.
Well, just give people an idea, when you go to PluggedIn.com, and you get a movie review. You get a review of the movie, and then you address some positive elements about the movie, and you look at the spiritual content. So for those families that want to have some spiritual insight to what is going on, and any follow-up questions when you get the family together and say, hey, let's talk about this. This is invaluable stuff, Bob, what Focus on the Family and what your team puts out for people. This is why I hear all the time, I just hear the praises of PluggedIn.com. They're just so appreciative for what you guys do.
Well, I've had a chance to travel the last couple of weeks. Saw you in Nashville at the National Religious Broadcasters, and even hanging around various people who came up and just said, hey, Bob, I haven't seen you in a while. Hey, just want you to know, love Plugged In. You know, my family uses it. And then I got a chance to go to Florida. I was spoke at a Calvary Chapel down in Fort Lauderdale, and same thing, you know, people, they're just telling me, just love Plugged In. And of course, people don't come up to me to tell me they hate Plugged In. I mean, they're only going to come to tell me the good stuff. And I know we have people that don't. I get it. I've gotten letters from them. You know, I had one that's I haven't downloaded the crit on my phone that I sometimes read to people who want to know how bad it can be on the negative side. But it says, whoever does your movie reviews needs to cover themselves in gasoline and light a match. Ooh, you know, that's a harsh one.
Right,
but for the most part, you know, people have been very complimentary. Thanks for what you do. We don't know in Christendom who to trust. You know, we're not the only show in town, by the way. I like to make sure that people know that there are a few other faith-based organizations out doing what we do. But we know we're one, and we know we're popular, and we know people trust us, and that's a blessing to me.
Well, you know, it's needful. Because otherwise, I mean, not only the money, but forget about the money that we put in and invest in movies nowadays. It's the content, and this is what we're hearing over and over again. I mean, we just had a bunch of people coming into the Oval Office talking about violence in the media and the kind of stuff that's out there that's entertaining our kids. But, you know, if the parents aren't wise to this and they're not aware of this and they don't know where to go to get an idea, all they know is that little Johnny or Katie is yelling, I need this, you know, and the kind of deal. And it's like you're not really buying it for them, you know, for entertainment's sake or anything. You're just buying it for them to keep them quiet. And that's not good. I mean, we're misserving our children this way. And if we're going to raise a responsible, you know, kids to be responsible adults, then it starts during their childhood. So, you know, it's up to us. We're the gatekeepers of what, you know, comes into the household, what goes into our children's mind as much as we can be, because it is so pervasive out there. It's hard between, you know, all the social media entrees. I mean, this is why people were so concerned. You know, first of all, when TV, remember when TV first came in,
yeah.
Bob, you and I, you know, barely remember that. You know, our parents would go, oh, gosh, you know, and you heard all the people yelling
first
and screaming.
It was motion pictures.
Yeah.
And then it was television.
Yeah.
And there were right reasons for people to be concerned about motion pictures, because I'm still concerned about some of them.
Yeah.
I've also seen them do some wonderful, wonderful things, especially for the kingdom. I mentioned the Jesus film
that's
brought 225 million people to Christ. The War Room has gotten people to pray and actually clean out their bedrooms that are full of junk
and journal their prayer life. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And in the next 3 weeks, Bill, I've never seen this in my 26 year history of Focus on the Family, but there are 3 faith-based films coming out in the every single weekend for the next 3 weeks. We have I Can Only Imagine coming out this weekend,
right,
which I really like and recommend. Yeah. Then we have Paul the Apostle of Christ with Luke, played by Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
which is very, very good. And then we have God's Not Dead 3 coming out the last weekend of the month of March. I just don't. There has never been in my 26-year history 3 faith-based films in 1 month, all coming out wide release. Never happened. Never.
This is exciting. It really is. And then also, of course, we got a little bit of news. You and I talked about it last time in our visit with Jim. Jim Caviezel is that, you know, because now we talked, I can call him Jim. Or I could call him J, or by his other name, JC. You know, I told him, Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's his nickname, JC. Seriously, this was before he was on the cross and did Passion. You know, he was always known as JC, right? And only stood to reason. But anyway, you know, we've got a new movie coming up at the end of the year. And it's going to be exciting.
He was out in Hawaii for a film. When I was out there one time, I was out there for a little bit of the filming.
Uh-huh.
Joe and the Medicine Runner. David Cunningham, the director who worked on a movie called The Seeker and To End All Wars, for instance, was directing Caviezel in this film. And I know it's coming out sometime this year, but I was just thinking this morning, in fact, I was like, I gotta find out if there's
what happened
on that
one. Exactly.
Because,
yeah.
So.
Well, as we wrap things up, got about a minute left. Living Biblically. Have you had a chance to see this?
You know, I haven't, but as a department we have, and I've read our review, my television guy, Paul Acey, I would say sums it up this way. He writes that he was not looking forward to reviewing the show because he felt it was going to really take some jabs, but he was actually pretty surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he goes on to say it's not a perfect what movie is,
right. Uh-huh.
But he says a little bit of language, but other than that, you have a guy that's had a crisis in his life. His wife is now pregnant, a non-believer, and he decides, I'm going to live by what the Bible says, and I'm going to try to do it. And as Paul says, here's his last sentence in his review, living biblically doesn't get everything right, and when we try to live biblically ourselves, neither do we, but
yes.
It's trying. But it's trying. The show may not reflect our faith perfectly, but it does attempt to reflect the power and beauty of what we see in it, and that we'd like to see in others. And then I ask, when was the last time a show did that? So overall, so far, he's been pretty impressed, so we'll see.
Hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.